evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live, 12/8/2023. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a special guest tonight. And if you didn't see it or I didn't hear, let's do it last night to the show, which we did a pretty good, I did a good show last night, I thought. But I'll tell you what, I got Brother Steve Quayle coming up with me tonight. And Steve is the Genesis 6 Giants expert. He's a noted author. He's made all kind of films. He's been on talk radio from the old days. And he is a guy that I've been listening to since the cows came home when he was on Johnstown, Colorado in the old, old days. Brother Quayle, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Hawk. And, you know, emphasis on the old, old days, because, again, what we're going to talk about tonight is really critical, because it still escapes most Americans' minds that the homeless can be picked up and basically executed and done away with, and with hardly any pause or any second notice. And, you know, again, as the Maui children have just disappeared off the face of the earth, there's
nobody
asking the real question. So you go ahead and address, because do you remember the timing when you and I were doing shows together and talking about the Smokey trucks and the Mighty Men of Valor, you know, the Spec Ops guys that we were in communication with, basically validated and verified that those Smokey trucks existed. And you go ahead and explain what was going on, because, again, we're revisiting that now.
Yep, we're around the corner again to it. The Smokey trucks, if people recall, and there's a lot of good listeners who have listened for years who are sending me emails and stuff, and God bless all of you out there. Let me tell you, I thank you for all your prayers. But the Smokey trucks were in an era, and that was about 204, 205 in that era. And what was happening is that the Chinese were running big semis that had the incinerators on the back of them. And they were in this country back then, but also affiliated with U.S., some of the U.S. Research doctors and stuff, and they were all working on things like bioweapons back then. And what they would do is they would lift the homeless, and particularly they would grab homeless veterans or anybody, stew bums, junkies, whatever, they'd take them right off the street. And I remember being told that at the Illinois State Fair back in that era, that the homeless all of a sudden had disappeared from under the bleachers, and they were all of a sudden all gone, and that was happening everywhere. Well, Brother Quayle found out from the MMB that somebody was driving them around, and they were working on them and doing all kind of bioweapon testing, and then when they would get done with them, they would just put them in the incinerator and burn them up as they ran down the road. Well, that was in the early days of the bioweapon stuff, you know, when it first started to promulgate back in the early 2000s. But at that point, at a certain point in time, they were coming through the Dakotas or somewhere up in there, and all of a sudden the MMB ran onto the Smokey trucks, and there was a gun battle, and the MMB won the gun battle, and they released a lot of the people that were in the Smokey trucks and rescued them from being incinerated. But then at that same time, some of the Red Chinese went on up into Canada at that period of time and went into the Piney Woods up in there and stayed up in that area for a while. But that is just incredible. And they were killing them then and using them for testing of the bioweapons. So now we're back to that thing, and the homeless in these national parks and state parks and in wooded areas and stuff seem to be being rounded up, and all of a sudden they disappear overnight. Now, whether they drive away or somebody arrests them or whatever, or whether somebody does them, we don't know at this period of time, but it looks like the federales, our feds, are deeply involved in this kind of a thing. Now, tell me what you know about it, Steve.
Well, first of all, I have, you know, an eyewitness report, and a friend of mine who is a veteran, who is probably one of the most aware people, Hawk, he's listened to me, he's listened to you, he knows what's going on. And the situation is specifically in Ohio. One of his friends was walking by one of the national parks and basically noticed that the homeless who had been veterans who had been sleeping in their car there and stuff, they had disappeared on the following day as he was walking through the park, and the cars were still there, and they hadn't been disposed of yet, the cars, but the veterans were picked up. And, Hawk, you and I both know, we were told, and for the people's sake that don't know, the Mighty Men of Valor are special operations. We named them that, the MMVs for short. And in essence, I remember, and you remember too, and we won't use names, but a certain brigadier general made this statement when I was documenting all of the scientists that were disappeared, and disappeared, meaning they were done in. They were basically picked up and murdered. Their exact words were, "This is where some of your missing scientists have gone, Steve." And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. And why, you know, you could even believe this is real is that look at the dialogue concerning all the missing children. 85,000 kids on the border that came across have been basically sucked in to the giant child trafficking, what is $140 billion industry. Look at the kids in Maui. Look at all of the ramifications, and I call it now, Hawk, I don't know if you heard this, but ramifications now have turned to damnifications. In essence, where people could have been warned and could have acted and could have prepared, now in essence, and I'm not talking about eternal damnation, although unless they know Jesus, that's their where they're headed, but the ramifications or the results and how that will basically affect everybody is critical. So what we're saying is this, ladies and gentlemen, all of the homeless eventually are going to be picked up. Even the ones that they say, oh, they moved back to San Francisco, those aren't the same ones. It's interesting, as you pay attention to some of the photographs, you know, whether you like the Daily Fail, the Daily Mail or not, they do have good photographic coverage. And, Hawk, you and I know, and you've been blessed with this along with Oyers, you know, that in essence, the smallest detail can have the largest ramifications in the processing of intelligence gathering. Yep. And, or sure in this case, Hawk, and I'm going to turn it right back to you, the lack of intelligence in what has been gathered. And I'm sorry, but, you know, basic math is 2 and 2 is 4. But, you know, I think people have associated that, oh, this couldn't be true. And where it was denial, now it's apathy and indifference. And it won't matter until it comes to their door. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that people out here are struggling just to pay the dadgum bills and to handle the inflation, you know. I know we had this so-called good jobs report, all that crap, but I'll tell you what, you still got 3, 4, 5, 6% inflation, and in certain areas you got a heck of a lot more than that, you know. So people don't have the time. They don't even have the time to pay attention.
I'm sorry, because there's a delay, and I'm on the phone, and just because of it, we had to do it this way. But the bottom line is the situation is increasingly wicked because, ladies and gentlemen, I categorically reject the 5 or 6% inflation. You can go to Costco, and they even announced openly that some of their prices were up 25 to 30%. Now, gas may have gone down just because the market has been flooded, but when it comes to the F word, food, okay, that F word, the price inflation is absolutely astronomical. People who bought homes in different areas of the country are absolutely reporting into me by email, and some sending letters, that their house taxes have gone up 25%. Well, brother, that's not 6%. 6% is the biggest line of BS. And in essence, the reason that it's BS is somebody like John Williams of Shadow Stats and others. You can go to the store and see how much $100 buys you in groceries. And tonight we're going to cover the fact that the great ATM and credit card shutdown for the big 12 banks now has a formal date etched in stone, and that's December 14th, coming up, Hawk. What is it, 6 days from now? Yeah, 6 days from now, when $149 trillion in derivatives basically has to be, interest has to be paid, and there's not enough money in the system to cover it over. Now, I believe they'll make an attempt to cover it over and cover it up, but I want people to understand, you know, today, it is December 8th. Yesterday was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and now a financial Pearl Harbor that is going to be the domino. And by the way, it may not be, they're talking about the 15th, but the 23rd, okay? Fast forward is when the U.S. Treasury, all of the comeuppance comes due, and that means that if everybody in the BRICS nations and also in what are called the Sandman nations come to the Fed window demanding payment, not with more paper, no more T-bills, bonds, and Treasury notes, but they want gold, they want silver, they want real commodities, then in essence, this is the ideal setup for what would be called the force majeure or force, if you will, the repudiation of U.S. dollar. And that point, and take it from here, Hawk, everything denominated in dollars is done. Everything. So, we're really at a, I would call it, flush point. And that, I got to tell everybody this, and this is important. The code name for this operation of picking up veterans and hopeless and homeless, actually I should say hopeless too, but the point they use, the Lucys, are using that name of the operation as First Flush. Go ahead, sir.
First Flush, yes. Then they're going to flush everybody else or try to. Yeah, that's, well, I'll tell you what, let me just say it this way. I'm going to stop for 1 second and say, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and you got to get with him, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior, because you ain't going to get there from anywhere from here without him in your corner. Let me tell you, the other thing is, one of the things that's going to go up substantially is ammunition, the price of ammo, right, Steve?
Absolutely, and today there is a huge article. Hawk, there's no longer any factories in the United States producing gunpowder, and that ought to set into everyone, especially people that reload. And I want to say this too: defense contractors. I'm being told from deep background sources. Obviously, you were the one that coined that term. And I forget what I called them, but here's the issue. The defense contractors won't take paper either. In essence, they want real money. They want foreign currencies that trade. They want gold. They want silver. They want oil. And what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, is we've spent our entire defense stores of everything from shoulder-fired missiles to Patriot missiles. We absolutely, JDAMs, all of the different weapons we have, and we're watching just everybody burning through the stuff, and then stuff meaning the defense supplies we have. And, somebody said NATO, no ammo to operate, and now we're watching the fight in the U.S. Senate and the presidency basically over sending more money to Ukraine. And I think this is the most you and I used to talk about, Hawk, and we're going back 20 years, but we used to talk about multi-dimensional chess. Remember that?
Yep.
The
five-dimensional Luciferian chess, yes.
Yes. So here's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Ammunition is going to be impossible to get. The late Mal Tappan, who wrote a book called Survival Guns, and this is, I talked about this when I came on talk radio 35 years ago, but he said the day will come when one round of 22 long rifle will be a dollar. Now, we approached the time when one round of 22 CCI, that's a...
Hello? Just went off the air, I think. Well, anyway, I think we lost Steve for a second. We'll try and get him back real quick, ladies and gentlemen. But all I remember Steve talking about, it was 35, 33, 34 years ago, when Steve was talking about Mel Tappan saying that 122 long rifle would be worth a buck. Well, I think we're getting into some of those areas, and some places will be seeing that have a realistic thing. But the ammunition, if you do not have a firearm and ammunition, you need to go and buy it. You may already have food. You may already have water purification and some medical supplies. But if you do not have a firearm, you're going to need a firearm. You're going to need ammunition. And it's not a box of 20 rounds or a box of 50. You're going to need 1,000 rounds minimum of everything. And that's even if you just can't afford it, you're going to have to do it. If you can't do that, ask your Uncle Joe or Grandpa John or your brother Sam or whoever it might be. If they've got firearms, if they've got a 22 or if they've got a 12-gauge extra pump shotgun or something, that they can let you have it and give you some basic ammo, and then you could go out and get more. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see a situation here where you ain't going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. And if this financial thing comes down, like Steve was talking about, if it goes bye-bye like we're seeing it, then I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be wild weasel time. Wild weasel time. But you need to make sure that you've got food. And this is the time, if you're sitting on a big 401k, well, you know, you had Steve, you back on, brother?
Yeah, Hawk, does this not remind you of the old days on WWCR? You know,
yeah.
I mean, I just got knocked off, and evidently you didn't. But, I mean, it took three phone calls to reestablish. And I didn't hear what you said, so finish your thought and then hand it to me with whatever, because I was completely dead.
Well, I was talking about Mel Tapp, and you did say that, and we're getting into a period of time where not only will it be that amount of money for a 22, but it won't exist. And, you know,
correct,
none of it will exist. And people, I told them if they don't have a firearm, I said you may already have some water and some purification. You may have some food and long-term storage food. And medical supplies, but if you don't have a firearm, you're going to need a firearm to protect yourself and your family. And go ahead, Brother Steve, if you're there.
And it's not optional. I am on record, and I say this. The only protection you will have, apart from Jesus, and apart from warring angels, and an active faith, not an assumptive faith. My definition of active faith is someone who knows their walk with the Lord, knows the Lord personally. And, you know, Hawk, you and I have listened a lot of years to a lot of people claiming they know Jesus. But the most important question is, does Jesus know them? Do they have a relationship with the Lord? You know, we're told in the Scripture, you know, he's a good shepherd, and his sheep hear his voice. So I think it's important, but more important, coincidentally important, is the fact that people need to have a firearm. We're watching the spirit of lawlessness around the country take off. And, Hawk, you and I talked, and ladies and gentlemen, again, this is kind of not only deja vu, but it's a total review of stuff we already talked about, and we used to say in those days it's coming or it's fixed. We didn't say it's fixing to happen, but it's getting ready to happen or it'll happen in the future, and the future is now. So gunpowder is not manufactured in this country. Well, it's pretty tough to make war on or declare war on Russia, declare war on Iran, declare war on China if you're in the United States. And then, oh, by the way, if you haven't heard the Secretary of Defense today make the statement, and he did make the statement, if you, the Congress, don't give us more money to give the Ukraine, we're going to basically put your kids on the front lines. Ladies and gentlemen, that's blackmail. That's a dictatorial statement. And so it's important, Hawk, that people understand. They will only be able to keep what they're willing to fight and die for. And freedom, obviously, isn't free. But there's certainly a lot of the dumb left, and they forgot what the free meant in front of dumb, freedom. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about right now is happening in real time. Again, this is December 8th. And, Hawk, I don't think people – I don't know how you and by the grace of God, you have done it, but how you reinforce the lateness of the hour, the madness of the minute, the sin of the second. See, it's no longer a future question mark. It is a present exclamation mark. Go ahead.
Well, it sure is, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know the exact date or time, which we don't know, but we got some idea – because we can understand the season. You know what I'm saying? And then also, yes, we're not talking about when Jesus returns. We're talking about when the Great Tribulation blows up. And what Jesus then said in Matthew 24 is that, and I read this again last night, is that if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. It's going to be so bad. It's never been going to be this bad and has not been this bad since the beginning of the world. Well, that's some really heavy stuff back in the old days. All the wars and all the stuff and the great flood and, you know, I mean, that's heavy stuff. So if it's going to be worse than that, then you better be willing to throw down, have Lord Jesus in your heart, and at the same time, protect your family, protect your food, your Berkey purification systems, your Pure or your Katadyn's or whatever it is you got. And I'll tell you, medical supplies and that type of thing, when you're there, don't forget to add battle dressings or big gauze pads and stuff, because you're going to need them, people, and you're just going to need them. And this is not the time to think about, you know, all the wonderment of this country that we used to have, but now under Joe Biden, no longer here. Go ahead, Steve.
And Hawk, I think the thing that's the hardest for most people to understand, that there are hybrid creatures. Remember, I call them infectons, but demon-infested humans making decisions, and all they're preparing is the United States of America for the grand sacrifice to Lucifer of 250 million people. And in that sacrifice, we already watched the slaughter of the innocents. And listen, brother, the silence was deafening. I'm talking about, you know, abortion. I'm talking about child sacrifice. I'm talking about people disappearing by the, well, in this case, 85,000 of them coming across the border. And what we're seeing right now is the financial execution by the global firing squad of everything associated with the American dollar. Let me make it clear. Operation Sandman is in play. Vladimir Putin went to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and cut a deal with them that everything is going to be based no longer on the American petrodollar, but on the gold set price of the Russian ruble. No one will be able to sanction any nation, but the Russian ruble will be looked at as a benchmark. So if you're Iran and you're going to use your currency, or China, you're going to use your currency, there will be a benchmark of what each currency is in relationship to the ruble. And I think that people need to understand something. They're watching, in my opinion, genius level. Look, the truth is the truth. And they're watching genius-level diplomacy taking place. Well, the buffoonery in the U.S., you know, when you got the Secretary of State playing his guitar going, hoochie-coochie, man, that's a big difference than going to the head of the most powerful financial forces in the world with all the petrodollars and establishing a new base of trading away from the U.S. dollar. And as is, Hawk, as the United States made war on God, the God that they now trust in, meaning money, the greenbacks, is being absolutely executed before their eyes. Let me read something. May I read something? Because this has to do
ahead.
With the bank. Yeah, and this just came in from one of my listeners, long time. She listens to you, too. But this is concerning the credit cards. I just put up an article that the 12 biggest banks are going to basically not offer credit cards in the sense that they used to. And I don't know all the details. It's on my website, stevequayle.com. But here's what it says. Steve, this is from Terry. I already got a letter on this yesterday from Bank America. She's relating to the note I just posted on my website. I have a credit card with them, but no checking or savings anymore. The letter said there are changes and amendments to my credit card agreement. It said there will be no ceiling as to how much they can charge or fees of what type they can charge for balance transfer, direct deposit, cash advance, and check, you know, cashing advances. They went on and gave the card holder the opportunity to reject these new changes and amendments. here's the knife that cuts the throat. If you do, of course, object, you have to pay off the entire balance and close the account. If said account does close, then you will not be able to open a new account with them. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing is debanking the entire American population. They're cutting off credit, quote-unquote, card access. The banks, we had it today, Hawk. Some people want to transfer money to, I won't tell you the name of the bank, but they tried to transfer some money to basically buy some precious metals, and their bank told them no. The bank would not release. I can tell you that you cannot name one of the major banks, especially when it comes to B of A, Wells Fargo, all the biggest ones. And now you got it in writing. You know, people think, oh, this is just fear-mongering. It sure the heck isn't. It's absolutely their declaration. So what this meant by the letter that was sent to our listener was basically they can charge whatever the heck they want to charge, and you either got to pay it off or you got to pay it. It's basically extortion, okay? Man, the mafia never had it this good.
Right, it's like if you had a mortgage and all of a sudden they call the mortgage on you, you know, and you got to pay the whole thing off, right? Or you lose your house.
Yeah, and that's the rumor in the background with BlackRock buying all of the mortgages. And let's make it clear to everybody. Let's say in any town in America, every single bank's mortgage that's carried in a local banking community is bundled in a bundle of collateralized mortgage obligations, CMOS, okay?
Yeah.
And in that bundle is the representation of everybody and the ownership, the true ownership of that bundle of collateralized mortgage, you know, mortgage paper. Now, you think that, you know, let's say somebody bought a house and they have a $100,000 balance, but what they don't realize is the derivative value of that can be 100 times more. And the derivative people, once the derivative people start fighting over who owns the ultimate collateral, somebody is going to call those mortgages due, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's basically pay up or get out. And, again, this is the real world of what I would call vulture economics. The buzzards, the bastards, and the bohemian grovers are circling overhead. And they only circle when they see a carcass. And in essence, Hawk, everything, I could sum up everything that's going to be coming instantaneous. I don't know the point. I don't know the day. I don't know the hour. But it's going to be obvious that when death comes to the nation by the repudiation of the U.S. dollar, when every country in the world says we're not going to ship you our stuff unless you pay in gold or pay in species, something in essence, we want a commodity, whether it's a water right, a mineral right, a lumber right, we want something of value. Because there's so much money, and let's call it this, the secret lies and liabilities out there associated with derivative. A fancy word or an easy way to understand financial derivatives is just this. Multiple IOUs sold sometimes up to 100 times based on a single value or a bundled value of mortgages. Let's take $100 million. That $100 million can turn into hundreds of billions of dollars by the time it's packaged, it's repackaged, it's sold again, and it's all coming due. You know, we've joked about it. The day's coming to pay the piper. Well, I got to tell you something. I can hear the piper piping
the
tune
can hear
right
him
now.
And he ain't in Scotland. Yeah. Steve, you used to call it, I had a good thought there because it's what you used to call this stuff. Anyway. I've got to go on because I can't think of it. It's crazy, but I just can't think of it right at this minute. But this is going to occur because, I know what it was. You used to say, you remember all this, you used to say it all the time, that very soon you will see America will become a hissing to the rest of the world. Remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
A hissing. Remember?
Jeremiah the prophet, I think Jeremiah 8, and multiple times the word hissing is used in the book of Jeremiah. That's when the nations of the world hold the United States in such contempt that when it comes to Mystery Babylon, which is no mystery, we've been talking about it again for decades, Hawk, when it is destroyed in 1 hour, you know, the merchants are going to weep because who buys our stuff anymore, you know? We're the ultimate consuming nation, and we have consumed the rest of the world's resources on basically bundles of BS called derivatives, and in essence, those derivatives have no value. They only had value in the musical chair world. There was always a greater sucker out there to buy something that they could pass off to the next sucker, and everybody takes their little bit that turns into a giant bite, and at the end of the line of musical chairs, or when the music stops, guess what? The last guy without a chair is screwed, and that's where we're at. And it's really pretty simple. The Bible says that in essence, the borrower is servant to the lender, and Deuteronomy says that. And we're watching it that the strangers without, we'll call them illegal immigrants, are coming in. They will be lifted very high, and you'll be brought down very low. It just came out yesterday that the average immigrant's getting a prepaid card with $5K cash. He gets, in essence, a cell phone, all prepaid, and he gets a plane ticket. And by the way, they don't, go tourist or, whatever, low-fare seats, and they get strategically placed by those who are paying them behind the scenes to build up an internal army for takeover time when it comes. And we are a nation under siege. We're a nation that's dead. And look, you can have something that looks alive, but it's dead inside, you know? What do you think some of these people on fentanyl are? They look like a human. They can still, bend over, or they can make noises, or they can, walk like zombies, but they're dead. And so we have become the Z nation, the zombie nation. And it's interesting because we used to talk, ladies and gentlemen, Hawk and I, talk about this day, and we talked about the indicators in those days. And so, Hawk, I can say, and you can say, that, how many decades, and ladies and gentlemen, Hawk listened to me when I started, but he took over from me 19 years ago on my daily show, and then he went to 2 days. And so now we're at a point where we no longer are telling you what's coming. We're saying it's here, it's here, it's here. And the word near no longer applies. It's here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like if you're no longer talking about what the ball game coming up, you're already calling the ball game play by play because it's already working. It's already started. It's already started and is starting to be manifested out right in front of everybody. And the thing I see also is that Cliff High and the old web bots used to talk about how at a certain point in time that all of the news anchors and the news, the hairspray heads of the men and the women on the big national news would start to get scared, and they'd start to talk about around the edges, and then they would start to talk about it in real time and discuss what's really going on. That's already started happening. Not just Fox, but all these other guys are starting to see what's going on. And Steve, I'll tell you, this China, I mean, this guy came to see Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom cleaned up the city so he could come in and get the approval of the leader of the world. Biden don't lead nothing. The United States is not leading anything. We have a good military in some places, but you see, we're not governed by it's not led by people who are the top leaders. There's still good line officers out there, captains, colonels, brigadiers, and some of the other regular generals. But for the most part, you're down to the top sergeants and you're down to corporals and privates to run this thing. But this thing is about ready to go bye-bye. I read last night, Steve, parts of the domestic insurgency, the Declaration of Martial Law, which was put out by George Bush. It was 12 October 2008. And I read parts of that and how that's going to be. And I'm going to tell you, it's not only going to just be the Red Chinese come for people. It's going to be the U.S. military, and it's going to be federal agencies and the local police. But they're still good. And I'm going to say hats off to all them down there in the old crossroads. You know what's going to be coming in the old crossroads. And all those men down there, you better get your families out to the fish and hunting camps and have them set out there and get ready. And you guys can do what you need to do to keep your areas clean. But it's coming, boys and girls. It's coming. And Brother Quayle's talked about it for years. I've talked about it for years. And now you'd better be ready to throw down because all the trains are going to Function Junction. We're getting ready to go wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you better have your 45 cocked and locked or your Glock at the ready and your firearms of whatever caliber ready to go because there's going to be people come for your food, come for your family and your homes. And ladies and gentlemen, please, 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 you'd better be ready. Steve, go ahead. I got to blow my nose.
Well, I think that that's good advice, and it's not only good advice, but, tactical is practical. And the problem with nice people is they don't understand that the rest of the world doesn't play by nice people's rules. Good example. We're watching Canada whack 4.6% of its population by forced euthanasia, F-O-R-C-E-D. In other words, the people don't have a say. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mengele madness. That is absolutely, railroading those people into eternity. And I can't for the likes of me understand why. And I'm going to say this. And you know this, Hawk, and this is what basically puts me into orbit in multiple dimensions, is the fact that people see it happening and they want to whistle or sing louder as the trains carry, all the prisoners to the death camps. And now we have literal eyewitness reports of people that are being picked up, they're being executed and incinerated and taken. Now, Hawk, guess where supposedly The people that were taken, military guys were taken, I'm talking veterans, were taken mm-hmm. in Ohio. Where is Hangar 18 at?
Oh, yeah. Wright-Patterson.
Wright-Patterson. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand the history of Wright-Patt. And again, we know, and obviously the years knows, there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on there, you know. And again, yep. I think it's important that people are losing the fact that everything that we're talking about is happening in plain sight, but it happens at night. And again, what's important is the day will show you what happened the night before. But unless you have somebody with eyes on continually or picking up encrypted. Now, doesn't it tell you something, Hawk? And obviously yours would say so. If all the radio communication between the white pickup vans or the Smokies are all encrypted and encrypted in such a way that, they maintain radio silence until they get to certain points or, as you would say, the crossroads where it's tough to determine their direction, they have periods where they will broadcast, transmit, but they already have their pre-selected plan. And what you're talking about, Hawk, under martial law, and ladies and gentlemen, it's not who is coming for us, it's who is not coming for us. And again, every single, the scripture is very clear, each man's sword will be against his neighbor's. And it's, well, don't talk about martial law and the word of God. No, but it talks about human nature, and it talks about nations under siege, and it talks about when cities starve. It talks about when women decide whose kid to kill first and eat. It happens when, listen, just like after Stalingrad, and I'm sorry Bob Griswold has gone. I'm glad he went to be with the Lord, but he used to tell people all the time, you want to know what's coming to America? Look what happened to the siege of Stalingrad, the rape of it. Look what happened after World War II. Men would have to prostitute their wives and their young daughters just to get a can of sea rations. And unfortunately, now, Hawk, I am praying that people will see, S-E-E, that rationing is coming. And I know this, and, you know, it's interesting. God gave the United States, in my opinion, a fabulously 23 years to repent. And repentance brings results. Repentance is the basis of God moving in and upon people's hearts. Now, people can corporately repent, and they can do it in small groups, but the nation is in that Obama nation now, that make it desolate, where when the vomit broker made the statement, America's the greatest nation, I'm talking about Obama, made the great, America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. I would like to say to all of you who voted in that direction, how do you like the change now? And I'm on record, Hawk, and I'm sure you are. People are looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem, and it isn't going to come. And it's all it is distracticus and destructicus. In other words, it's circus destructicus, and it's going to end in our destruction, because all the politicus dumb manuricus, okay, people are watching the theater of the absurd instead of seeing the reality and the implementation of the moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and then Hunter Biden now, as he's got all indicted up and all that stuff, but that just tells me they're going to try to get rid of Joe and put in Gavin Newsom, you see, and it's all being done in California. And then I don't think we have and if it gets too tough for old Joe will make sure that the World War III gets started, the Gog-Magog War for real with the nukes. And,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, and then Red China, Xi Jinping says he could just say, hey, Joe, let's have little Kim and drop his two EMP weapons out of his satellites and shut off your power, and that'll be good, and then we'll move on in. We'll help you out. And old Joe says, give me another $1 billion, and I'll be glad to do it. You know, that's what I see coming. I don't see an election.
Well, I don't either. And, here's the deal. We've had open treason present the United States and the former Joint Chiefs of Staff warning China when former President Trump was going to do a preemptive strike on China's nuclear capabilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you saw gruesome Newsom grovel at the feet of Xi Jinping, okay?
Yep.
Guess what? That's his boss. And ladies
yes,
and
is.
Gentlemen, and this is what people don't understand. We have the best Chinese de facto government, CCP government, in the world. We have more lackeys that have sold us out for, and the joke is, Hawk, they've taken American dollars that aren't worth a, the T-bonds, I'm told, that the Chinese are selling their T-bonds as fast as they can at a 70% discount. So that's a pretty huge discount. And the T-bonds, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. Treasury bonds, are the sole basis for all insurance programs that are supposed to cover a derivatives default. But, Hawk, guess what? Yellen has already been screaming, and she just put, a 12-gauge shotgun to the 30-year T-bond and blew it away. And now no one's taking, except there are token people buying 30-year T-bonds that think, oh, I'm going to make a killing. Yeah, it's going to be yours. And I mean, the person doesn't understand, and yet what we're watching with the borders are the red Chinese flowing through them. Michael Yan and the Darien Gap down in Panama, we're watching the Panama Canal close because of the water due to weather modification and weather warfare. We're watching even Suez Canal jammed up because of a barge, you know, and we've heard that before and we've seen it before. But again, what is critical for people is Americans have been divorced from true history. They've been divorced from biblical history. They've been, the churches have been some of the most treacherous, festering boils of communism that you could ever see. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all the community organization, you're seeing that now. It's called Blue State and Blue Cities Burning. That sounds like some lyrics to, you know, some blues song. Blue Cities Burning. So, again, Blue Cities Burning, as the truth people are spurning, and their stomachs will be churning, and then you'll be rationed. And, Hawk, the ration amount for the U.S. citizens average is 1,500 calories a day. And, you know, it's interesting because they even have smart toilets, smart urinals. They can look it up. People don't believe this. That, you know, you'll have to basically fingerprint or face print as you're standing at a urinal, and there's an automatic, in essence, laboratory built in that'll say, ah, Hawk had an extra burger. Now, you and I aren't going to be standing at urinals, you know, but the point is that this is how far it's evolved, okay? It's not everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. Everything you think, do, and say is in the food that you're allowed to eat that day. And I'm tired of the WEFers, the WTFers, and all of the, how should I say this, letter congregations, meaning you congregate or conjugate, that's a better word, conjugations of different letters telling you and I to eat our own feces, to drink our own urine, and we're going to lose everything, of course, to them, and we're just going to love our servitude. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that stuff is real, then you're living on another planet, and I got news for you. Interplanetary warfare will seek you out. You cannot go on denying this, and if you deny, you die. If you resist, you will continue to exist. And my statement, Hawk, and I think I don't think I can say any clearer this, godly defiance versus satanic reliance. And the devil is not generous. You know, go ahead, sir.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. The fact is that the Luciferians are coming for you. They're coming for you, your family, your whole bit, all your money. They want to enslave you and do that, but they want to reduce the population first, as you discussed, and they want to reduce it so it's easier for them to manage. And you remember the Deagle Report, which you put out right away, and I mean, the Deagle Report, United States was going to have any population, I think it was going to be, 100 million left after everybody died out. That's about the same amount that you're talking about, 250 million or whatever. But I know this. Is that if you will repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior, if he knows you're with him and you know you're with him, it removes the fear. And then you got to do what you got to do. People are sitting out there with, you know, 900,000 or 500,000 in the so-called in the 401k or in the stock account or the IRA or whatever it is. But when you ask them, how much food can your family eat on what you've got in your pantry and your freezer? They say, well, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 days. Then that is a point that you need to say, you need to go out and get Madden House or Alpenair or Wise or for Patriots or whatever it is. And you need to get at least a year, two, 3 years of food and then canned goods, regular canned goods. And then here's the deal. They're not going to be perfect foods out there, but they're going to be what Steve said, which is a ration. You got to have a ration to stay in this game. You got to be rationed up, and you need to go get them while you can get them. And you need to have the firearms. And if you can only get one, get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. And if you can, you got to get as many rounds as you possibly can. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please hear what Brother Quayle is saying. Now, I just want to say this. Brother Quayle can still get you between now and early next week. He can still get you and overnight you, or within a day or so, get you gold or silver. You call him at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And by golly, to order some gold or silver or platinum, get it sent to you immediately overnight. The other thing is, get whatever you can of Steve's books that he still has, whatever books he has left, so that you can teach your children, your grandchildren, about how we got into this thing. When you're sitting in a cave somewhere out in the wilderness, when you're in a dug basement or sub-basement of your house or some old factory building, and then you're sitting there and you're having a little bit of chunky soup, or you got a little bit of Dinty Moore stew or some kind of a thing, you can tell your kids and your grandkids how this happened and how important it is for them to believe in Lord Jesus. And Steve, people want to see Jesus. You've seen him. I've seen him. And I told people again last night, John 14, Jesus tells you, if you want to see him or if you want to have him manifest himself to you, he tells you how to do it. Now, I'm not going to read that passage again, but everybody, why don't you read John 14 to your family tonight? Read John 14 to your family tonight at dinner or after dinner or tomorrow, and then tell people how that Jesus will manifest himself to you. And he says, if you believe in me and you ask in my name, and his name is Jesus, I will do it. Go ahead, brother.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, too, I want everybody to understand that Russia's openly talking about level one EMP warheads that are independently targetable, and in essence, in their Satan 1 and 2, or Sarmat 1 and 2, but Satan 1 and 2, you know, in essence, that's the United States in their eyes and in Iran's eyes, and the great Satan. But level 1 EMP is going to fry a lot of electronics, so I'd encourage everyone to look at prep123.com, prep123.com. And this is critical. You can't just go around with your cell phone beaming, "Here I am, kill me." And a Faraday bag, they have different sizes. You can get them really at a good price, prep123.com. And the thing is that you should get in the habit of keeping your cell phone in there. Hawk, we talked almost a decade ago about echolocation of cell phones. That means the cell phone can set up. If you've ever seen anyone, the literal field of Wi-Fi, where they put all these cool colors, and in essence, imagine an electronic net. And within the electronic net are the capabilities to measure your breathing, to measure your movement under the sheets, and to, in essence, identify your location within a room that they cannot see into, but that your cell phone is literally broadcasting your every move, your location. And Hawk, I mean, this is fundamentally, how should I say this, highest tech sniper's round. And some guy can sit off with a guided munition, let's say a hybrid 50 caliber,
yeah,
and guide around exactly to whatever part of your body they want to hit while you're in your bedroom with your cell phone on. Get a Faraday bag. Again, prep123.com. And the reason this is critical is because just because people don't understand the highest technology that's out there, they need to understand a real simple principle, Hawk. They're going to use it. They, the Luciferians, they, those who will make war on the saints, are going to use the highest technology they possess. You might as well not make it easy for them. And you might, what is it? Yeah, you better not make it easy for them. So get a Faraday bag and keep your satellite phone, if you've got one, keep your cell phone, hell phone in there, and your laptop. And again, I want to tell everybody, and thank you for mentioning this, all my books are in the final realms of selling out because of the lateness of the hour. And I've seen the pricing of some of my books on the used market, and it's astounding to me. Things that I used to sell for $30-$40 are in the $300-$400. And so, ladies and gentlemen, these books are pun intended, but they're really going to be difficult to get again. Because of the lateness hour, because of the cost of printing them, because of postage, Hawk, the U.S. Postal Service has their doomsday plan. FedEx is already laying off half of their pilots, furloughing them, UPS. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want precious metals, email me. My email is on stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. And, you know, we can make arrangements, but I don't think it goes beyond next week with availability of precious metals, Hawk, because most of the precious metals are refined in Switzerland. And I'm already hearing that the Swiss refiners want something other than American dollars. They'll take anything that American dollars can be converted to, but they're not going to continue taking American dollars. Would you? Would you take something that you know is going to be worthless in whatever time period, 30, 60 days, and trade gold and silver, knowing that those who have been manipulating the prices and keeping them down and destroying what's called fair market value, that once that destructive lid that's been kept on the precious metals market, when that lid is lifted, it's going to be gangbusters. There are going to be more, explosions in the pricing of commodities, whether it's food, whether it's anything that's going to have value. And I don't know if you saw it, but there is a story out there that there's already people calculating how many breaths the average human takes and what they're going to charge humans for the air that you breathe. That's not a song by some, 70s pop group. All I need is the air that you breathe. But the bottom line is, Hawk, everything they can charge for, they will charge for. And if you think that they won't, take whatever you're worth and, boil and broil you down to the components in your human body, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, these are the most evil, sinister, wicked entities in the universe. They're not even human. There are a lot of demon-possessed humans, and there are a lot of fallen angels walking around because the Bible says even they can manifest as angels of light or messengers of light. Hawk, again, I thank everybody who's praying for you, believing for you, and thank you for your voice. No one, and as I pray for you at night, I want you to know, I say to the Lord Jesus, I say, Lord, there's no one who's spoken about the blood of Jesus longer or reminded people than Hawk. Hawk, love you, brother. God bless you.
I love you too, my man, and we'll do this again. We're just going to keep in the game on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. And you want to keep old Hawk on the air, let me know. And please, anything is most needed and welcome. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you all.